Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast for the DC20 Unlocked series brought to you by DriveCentric. For more information or to get signed up for the next DC20 event, go to DriveCentric.com.
Let's brew!
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And we are hanging out over here with this incredible superstar. You might know her, the one,
the only, Danelle Delgado.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. Are you guys available to start my every morning?
I would love to do that for you. I'd be honored. But, yes, we
every good morning starts with some Car Guy Coffee.
I love
www.carguycoffee.com. Get you some of that. That's right. So, no, we do. We have the amazing Danelle, and you're somebody that we have seen pour into so many folks. You do it on a daily basis. You do it from not just business perspective, but you do it in a personal perspective. You let people know who you are and what you go through, your struggles and your successes, not just with business, but with your family. And we're so honored to have you on the show again, right? We've had her on before and we were blessed to do a five liner with her. And today we're doing a follow up, but we're going to talk about what's happening at these events and what her perspective looks like when she comes to these car events. And I'm going to tell you, it's a very good perspective. And it's something that I think a lot of us need to hear and know. So I'm pumped up about it.
So excited about it. And we want to make sure that as many people as possible can hear what's going on over here in St. Louis at the DriveCentric headquarters. We are brewing some fun solutions, but we have an incredible guest on here. So do what it is that you know you need to do, everybody, and tag a car guy.
Tag a car gal.
And share.
Share. Get it out there.
Message out there.
Make sure people know that we have a solutionary in the building today, and we're going to talk about some solutionary stuff, things that we don't just know and we don't just show, but things that we go the way with and things that we want people out there to be encouraged to do. Also, I'm going to tell you something. Danelle is not just a great speaker. She's a great mentor. She's somebody that people don't even have to meet to get inspired by. Your lifestyle is amazing and you prove the point of you can do anything. There is no excuses. Knock those walls down and just climb over and go for it. And we appreciate you for being here and showing that to people. So great
Thank you. Well, thank
welcome,
you.
Welcome. So you're only here for a little bit.
And yeah, real quick.
You're enjoying the DriveCentric atmosphere.
Yes.
But you're what we would consider before an outsider to this industry.
Right.
What is it like coming to an event like this with all these people that you don't know and maybe don't know you? And
right.
to see how just awesome it is behind this veil of automotive.
Yeah, it's funny. I have people ask me all the time, like, what on earth caused you to go into automotive? Because people have these wild perspectives. They're like, are you the only girl? And I'm like, guys, women sell cars too. They drive them. They like them. They buy them. But it was a significant difference. I told people, I said, you know why I like the automotive events? It's because there's never a line in the bathroom.
That is a great perspective that I think I've never heard before, but it's probably one of the truest statements that I've heard in a long time about automotive. But it's sadly that's the case, but we're trying to fix that.
It's growing.
It's growing, but yet that line still isn't all the way there, and we need more lines. We need more executive lines.
Right. You know what? It took me about 3 minutes to fall in love with the auto world. I met people who I was no longer crazy around, right? Because they worked as hard as I did.
Come on.
They had work ethic, they had heart, they had a commitment to excellence. And it's like this industry where there really is no ceiling. They don't care how you came in, they care how you turn out. And I was like, oh, this is my place. This is my place. Nobody judged me for how many hours I work. It's funny. In every other industry, every single industry, people have asked, you sacrifice too much. Is it this? What about how did you have your family and do this too? In the automotive world, they just looked at me and they were like, we get you.
Yeah.
We get you. Thank you. How could we learn? Mm-hmm. Right. And they would be the ones who'd be in the front row with me at every event and they'd stay the longest and they'd ask the most questions. And I just kind of found home here. Although we work in companies around the world, it's when they call me from DriveCentric and they're like, hey, we need you tomorrow. Could you come and go right back? And I was like, can I do it all in 24 hours? Yes, I'll be there, because it is full of a room who are already doing good in the world, who are already giving so many jobs, who are already pouring into training people. Like, I believe in training, right?
Yep.
But they just never stop. And I think so many people, that's why they get bored in life. That's why they get old, is because they stop growing. They stop growing excellent. So the automotive world changes every single day. If you slow down or get bored, you're out.
Oh, so, wow. I love that. And we do. We have Jamie out there saying, women make the best salespeople. I agree with you. I think that they have such a natural way to be empathetic with people and be able to put themselves in their shoes and really not assume things, but actually know what's really happening with people. It's a beautiful thing. I feel like I have that feminine power because I was raised by an amazing woman, and I have an amazing wife that really teaches me to look differently and through different lens. And I think that if most salespeople could understand that a little bit more, they'd be a lot better. It's not just about selling, it's about building relationships. So it's why women do so well in this business when they're with the right people.
They do. And I think ideally, I've kind of been one of the only females in every industry I've been in, from insurance and medical and automotive. And unfortunately, women just weren't as driven as fast. They were to take care of the home. They were to do all these things that are exceptional and never underpitched. Like, I know I go crazy sometimes when I'm home all day and I have all the things going on. So I don't want to put it like that. But I also think both men and women are best when they work together. That's how it's supposed to work at home. That's how it's supposed to work in business. And all of my mentors were men. So I can't really charge the let's go female thing because I'm like, let's go a we thing.
Right. I love that. You said that. I agree with you so much because it is. It's just about putting the right people in place. It's a man. Great. If it's a woman, it doesn't really matter what that is. Yeah. It just matters if they can actually do the job and do it beyond and above and beyond. And that's something that I think that we need to recognize more. I love that you said that we, because there is a lot of great men that want to help ladies and women come up in this business, but they just want to help great people come up in this business, I should say.
Right.
It's not just women, but at the same time, they don't look at it. They have blinders up. They're like, it's just about good talent. Who wants it and who really wants this knowledge that I want to give?
Right. So, big stuff. Unfortunately, in order to make a change, we have to say, hey, we want more women in automotive. We want more.
Yes,
please. We want these things. Come on. But unfortunately, we have to create separation to create a change, which is weird. It's an interesting fact, right? Even with race or any of those things that are out there.
True.
We need more races. We need more genders. We need more this. And I'm like, everyone creates separation to create a movement. And I'm like, man, we just need more great people winning.
Oh, let's go.
We need to need stay more great people winning. We are all better together, no matter what. We all 100%. Have value. You were speaking a little bit ago about the value that's brought to market, whether it's you, us, any everybody that's here, everybody has value and everybody brings something important to the table. And that is something that I think we overcorrect sometimes when we need more women. And now we're only focused on that and we'll pass up some other people that need to come in, or we need more of this color, that color, this demographic, that demographic. We get so hyper focused and we overcorrect so many times because we don't create the actual we table, the table that we all actually fit at.
Right.
And the biggest room in the world is the room for improvement, but the table all has specific seats for everybody. Everybody has their own seat. And being able to encourage people to sit at that table, that's something that you do. You help to break the mold for people or get them to
cracking
at least the dam that would help them start to maybe even flood the world a little bit more with what it is that they bring value to. And the thing about automotive, like you were saying, they do work. They work hard, but they won't either take the microphone or let the camera be on them. They're going to be out there doing the work. What do you say to those leaders that have been doing some great stuff in their communities? They're pillars in their communities. What would you say to them that need to kind of just get off of that hump of decision to actually put themselves in front of the camera, actually grab that microphone?
Yeah.
Women in all. Included.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I get it because I was born and raised to be a little bit of a wallflower. Blend in.
Sure.
Talk so much. I was like, it turned out well that I did.
Right, exactly.
But it was just generations raising people. And I'll tell you what, the moment I realized life wasn't about me, it was about how I affected others. You can't be quiet and help anyone, right? Mm-hmm. So I always tell people, I go, be anything but quiet. I always preach Tupac.
I love that.
Where that song, like, all eyes on me.
Yeah.
All eyes on me. Get comfortable with people looking at you because it's super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right? People stare, right? When I walked in today, I think I'm the only one with stilettos on and whatever. And everyone turns around and I'm like, hello, right? Yes, it's uncomfortable, but I want them looking at me.
Yeah.
I want them to do that appropriately and be like, oh, she's different. Who is that standing in here? And I think we do these great things because we're great people and we want them to have great effect. But doing great things in private doesn't help remind other people to do great things.
Oh, wow.
So that's the part. We thought it was selfish to share our wins, but it's the most unselfish thing you could do because it charges people that, like, maybe I could make a difference too. So if some people think I'm arrogant for sharing my wins, those are the people that aren't busy doing other things that would help people too. So I don't really notice those very much. We all notice them, but I'd rather have 10 people that I helped than 2 people who think I'm arrogant.
Wow.
Yeah. That inspires people like our friend Jordan Cox, who wants to be Danilo Delgado.
I owe Jordan a phone call.
I love Jordan. Jordan is one of the biggest hearts in the automotive industry. He's one of the reasons why I believe in this industry so much. So thank you, Jordan, for being you. And thanks for tuning in today and throwing some love to Danelle. Of course, she deserves it. So do you, my friend. Thank you for joining. There's a lot of great people in this industry, and there's a lot of great ways that we can do this job. But at the end of the day, it just comes down to, and I love that, putting the right people in there. Earlier, we talked about, oh, I need to hire more women. I need to hire more color, diversity. I think that we need to look for talent in a diverse talent pool. It's just, so have the talent pool be open to everything and then look for the best talent that way. Don't just, oh, only men or only this. No, look at all and be diverse when you're looking around and then find the right talent from there. And I promise you, you'll be way more successful and have that floor that you're looking for. Have that business that looks like the world. So, and that's what you want. You want representation.
Right? Yeah. Like in the beginning, I got all these speaking jobs because I was female and people like my kids would call me the token lady on the stage. Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, wow. And, 'cause they noticed, they're like, it's all these same guys that my mom's on the speaker pool with. And my mom, right? She's like the only girl.
Wow.
And in the beginning, I was like, I don't care if people are like, does that offend you? And I'm like, why are people offended? Become unoffendable, you'll live a great life.
Oh my gosh.
But I was like, no, it doesn't offend me. It's awesome. If there's only a few women, call me. I'd love to come. Right.
Such a good way of saying
it. But in the end, when you really work on mastery of your craft, I don't want to win the best female speaker in the world. I don't want to win the best business strategist in the world. Like, I want to win the best of them all, men, women, whatever, because I've mastered my craft. And so I think when you're looking for talent, you have to really focus and say, okay, I'm going to give people, and this is what I do as a boss, and this is what why I work with all these general managers and owners. And I say, you want to pull from a pool of people aching to accelerate, aching to win, aching to go. And so our job is to create an environment where people who want to win come to play, right? I don't care what they are, what they look like, who wants to play?
Amen.
Who wants to win? Who wants to never complain again, but only bring ideas and solutions to the party?
I love that.
If we don't have those coming, then you're not grabbing the mic enough. You're not speaking up enough. You're not sharing that your opportunity is different. You're just blending. And then you're like, oh, we need to increase our female numbers. We need to increase our, that's the wrong focus. Mm-hmm. How do we create an environment where everybody's trying to get in?
Oh,
that's huge. That's how we went.
That is huge. What a great way. Every cafe in America is trying to do too, folks. Create that place where people feel excited to come in, get revived or get stimulated or get excited, but also find that relax.
Yeah.
Find that place inside of your zone to be you. To have an honest conversation about where you want to go. And that's something that, again, you are incredible at unlocking.
Wow.
And at this DC 20 Unlocked event, they're trying to break the mold of what people think their tools can do inside of their business.
Right.
Now, you've helped multiple people do incredible things. You're the millionaire maker. She's a millionaire maker.
So she does.
So fun.
But the technology is something that people can get just scared stiff on, letting it just do its own thing or even engaging with it. What have you seen inside of automotive? Because you've come from a different vantage point, but seeing that automotive has been slow to catch up to technology and we're at light speed, you came in at an NADA being introduced to the world. What was it like seeing that technology that automotive is getting engaged with now with the spirits that basically car guys and car gals have now? What is it like seeing this environment?
So it's so incredibly exciting to see people change. It used to be like, don't use that word in public because people get itchy and shut down. We're not changing. We're sticking to how we have always been. But here's what I've seen in automotive, right? We've got DriveCentric. We've got VinQ. We've got all of these people who are creating massive tech and tools and people are excited about them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So people either get started on them because they're afraid of losing. They're like, oh, I don't want to not have the tool that is the best or could be the newest, latest, greatest thing. Or they're like needing something new, like they're begging for an answer. And so they buy these things. Here's where I see people miss and why technology goes a little bit slower is you really can't adapt and use a new tool unless your team is trained to adapt and use new tools, right? Their brains have to be trained to win, change, adjust, pivot. And that's just training. That's just practice, right? How many new things have you guys implemented today? How many times have you taught them how to habit stack, right? I ask companies, we all know writing 10 things you're grateful for every single day will absolutely change your life. Everyone who's wealthy says that. Yet how many people have sat there and looked at their book to write gratitude in for most of their life? And they're like, I'm so happy and grateful. I'm like, that's not the point. You're missing this thing. So then they get a new tech tool and they're like, I see it. I hear it works. I haven't really mastered how to use it. And so people will then drop those tools and not use epic tools. So a lot of times I come in and I'll train teams and I'll go, hey, listen, here's how to get your team on board to playing with a new tool. Here's how to gamify using a new tool and who gets the best results and who gets rewarded for that and those kinds of things. So that when the new tools come in, they're like interacting and acting really quickly. And they're like, I'm going to take this tool to the best and I'm going to be the best at it.
That's right.
Rather than, oh my gosh, another tool, another like training.
And she's so money on this. She sounds exactly what you need to hear. And I think you folks, I think a lot of you all know this already. It's just sometimes we just don't do it. We're stuck in our old ways. This is the way we always done it. This is the way. No, it is still, you can still do it the way you did it, but you need to update what you did. It's a new world. It's a new type of people. We're not just selling to new people, but your people who are selling are new. They're from a different world. The tools that they use just to speak to their friends is not the same tools that we're currently using. They are Snapchatting. They are doing all these different ways, right? So it's time for us to be hip to that and understand that we want to get them encouraged to speak their language to other people. So no, I love that. I love how you talk about the shift because automotive is always shifting. I was told once, and I'll say this all the time. When we first started the show, somebody was like, well, how are you going to do a show about automotive? It's the same. What, you don't run out of stuff to talk about. I looked at them. I was like, what are you talking about? You obviously haven't been in this industry long enough to see the shifts that happen almost every day. So we deal with a lot. And then what's so crazy is like immediately afterwards, COVID happened. It was like, okay, brother. See, I told you there's a lot of stuff we could talk about. But the thing about it is that it's not just the industry, but inside your store, you should be that way. You should be shifting. So your team, like to your point, should be excited about shifts, should be ready for the shift, should know that's what's happening tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like we're going to do something different. I might be hit with the curveball tomorrow. I need to learn how to hit that curveball. And when they do that, when they finally hit that curveball, the confidence builds up. Now they're ready for the next challenge. Like what else are you going to throw at me? Because I got it. I got you, boss. And we got you. We're a team and we all got each other. So that's awesome stuff. I love what you're talking about.
I think the other piece that they put in there is people expect tools to help you win short term. So they will do those beginning starter things to get people excited. But if your team hasn't been used to doing things that themselves personally have created long-term change in their life, they're not going to be used to applying a tool for long-term change either. And so you have to be foundationally having principles that they're learning these personal development things, how to read, how to learn, how to think, how to be grateful, right? All of these pieces make epic humans who you give a new tool to. They'll like, I could impress you in 90 days, but I'll blow your mind in 365. And so that's where I think people just miss because they want to do things so quick. And I'm like, do things quick, but also do things for a long time.
I agree. I love that you said that.
The thing about automotive is that we're so reactionary.
Yeah.
And we're also short-sighted. So we're maybe at most, we're 30 days out at the time.
Right.
And that's how so many things have been even adjusted or geared towards in the conversation of automotive. But the key piece that you're preaching and we've been trying to get out there to the entire industry is that just developing your numbers is that's kind of elementary.
Right.
But truly developing your people.
Yeah.
That's where the gold is. If you build your business by putting up pillars of people that are constantly developing, if you stay ready, you don't got to get ready, right? You don't have to react to the change.
Right.
You're already that person that is adaptable, like a solutionary. A core value of a solutionary is being adaptable.
Yeah.
Making sure that you're ready for the change always.
Right.
Because if you're not developing or challenging yourself every single day to get better, you're not going to do it for your business.
That's right.
You're actually not looking to do it for your client. It's just another number. It's just another at bat. Instead of saying, no, I'm trying to make history each and every time I'm at the plate.
Right.
And that's what you're training for in the lifestyle that you want to have.
Yeah.
You inspire that inside of people. What is it like seeing the eyes come open? Like, I really can do this.
Yeah.
When dealers start to say, I actually can inspire my people to develop. I don't have to stay the same either.
Right.
Because so many times dealers will say, I'm good. We're good with that. If you want to grow, go ahead. But I'm not going to change. What is it like seeing people just actually unlock their mind and saying, there is more and I have to develop me and my people? What is that like to see?
Yeah, I think two things. This is how I create change a little bit differently in people. Mm-hmm. And I think so many people are afraid to share their greatest and their worst.
Mm-hmm.
That I can be vulnerable with people about my best and my worst, that my worst days were spread all over the internet. Like, I was already big time before I messed up. So everybody's like, I'm so glad they didn't have social media in college. I'm like, what about when you screwed up as an adult?
Yeah, right? It's almost worse. College is an excuse, at least.
Right. Lucky you. But I think these owners, they want to win so badly that they don't want to lose in public, right?
Wow.
Because you could tarnish your name, you can do these things. So when they implement something, they need it to work. And me being vulnerable, saying, hey, listen, I just became not afraid to lose in public. I would rather people see me trying to grow than see me stay the same.
Mm.
And so when I share it with them and they see these moments, and I do have a way that I teach that opens up some hearts and some minds, right? Most of the time I work with the CEOs first, then they're like, hey, can you do this with my leadership?
Yep.
Hey, can you do this with all my staff? Yes, yes. And yeah, in the beginning it was like, I'm pretty sure we're going to figure it out. I will build something. And that's what made me transition over, It was Liza Borchus and working with CMA for the last 5 years. I started, worked with her. We rebranded all her dealerships. We went in through her through line and we built it based on something we could create a movement behind, moving lives forward. That was her purpose. It wasn't about cars. It was about moving lives forward. So then we did that. So then I helped and we grew and scaled her company's massive impact in numbers and humans and everything she wanted.
Wow.
And then she took me with her on the Zurich yacht for my birthday. And I sat on the back of the yacht and little old me thought Liza was just there to congratulate me for this epic life that I had built. But I, like a lot of them, had gotten really comfortable with doing things the way that we had done them. And she was like, you're bored. And I was like, what? And she goes, how dare you not create something that could do for every automotive group what you did for us?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I'm done watching you play small. And I was like, but I've made millions and I've built 2,000 millionaires and I've done all these things. And she was like, that's inaccurate. That was where you started. And that was very humbling. But I think that's what dealers do, is they've done more than they ever thought that they could.
Mm-hmm.
And so they feel like they're doing great and they don't want to fail in front of people. And so when you see that moment that it's like, hey, I could change your life, CEO, owner. Absolutely, I can. I'm going to get you to think your absolute best. I'm going to get you to operate at your absolute best. I'm going to help you be brave. Or I could help you do that at the same time as I help your team do that. Could you imagine if you had 50 people who believed in change, who knew what they were capable of, who were hard driving on helping you never fail in public again? Mm. And that takes a brave owner, a committed to growth and impact above their own personal accolades or fears and everything. And I think, so when I see those moments of those eyes, they tear up, right? Man, woman, whatever. And they know, oh my gosh, like any one of us, when you know you're playing small and you know you're capable of more, that is the greatest pain in the world. And I always tell people, I feel like I walked around for years, like I'm bleeding, like I'm dying. Like everything hurts, I'm dying, right? The meme. But the more I learned, the less I bled. And so I will tell people, if you commit to training yourself and your team and all those kinds of things, you won't ever be afraid to grow ever again. You won't ever be afraid to implement. You won't ever be afraid to innovate. And I think if we could just take the fear out of there with brain training, we'd see automotive as a rocket ship. Yeah.
So all I got to say is I'm like pumped up right now. Like I want to go out. I want to go start a new business like right now. Like I want to go do something and just make it explode. Of course, I'm going to make this business explode too. And we want to help you all explode. And if you all need some help out there, you dealers, if you're looking for somebody that can really make a huge impact, reach out to Danelle. I promise you she will definitely put that ear, listen to what you have to say, and then she's going to give back exactly what she thinks. And I promise you, if you are open to it, it will change your life. It's huge. And I just felt like my life changed just sitting here talking about this. That last little, you've said a lot of great things during the show, but that last little drop right there, I think that, man, you all should take that to your heart. Really should. Understand that that's what it is. It's just, don't die. Keep growing. Because you literally will be dying if you're not. I promise you, that's what it feels like. And
it's painful.
And she knows. She just said it. She was on top of the world on the back of a yacht, but yet was bored. And Liza says something very special there to you. And I think that's amazing because you were coaching her and then she turned. It's like that old, take the pebble out my hand, grasshopper. And now you are the master, right? Yeah. And that's kind of what happened there. And that's a beautiful thing. And now you're out here doing your thing in a place that a lot of women and ladies are scared to jump into because they think this business is not for women. And actually, no, it's, we need more of you all. We need more people, great talent out there to come into this business. Thank you all so much for watching the show today. But know that Danelle is available for you. I promise you, reach out to her. It'll change your life. I'm, like I said, I'm pumped up right now. Pumped
up
right now.
That's what we need. But look, these conversations happen because people do life, people do business with those who increase their odds of winning. Oof. We people avoid life, avoid business with people who don't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I would say,
we
hope
met each other. Hey, we're all trying to make a difference in this industry. Let's collaborate. Let's do cool things. So anytime you guys need a minute. Like, that's how cool things happen, right? Mm-hmm. The more people we have doing good in any one space, listen, we got to do it. You guys have to win. You're like, we were just talking about what's next for you guys. Yeah. I'm fired up.
Yeah.
I'm going to be checking in being like, is it done yet? Is it done yet? Because you have to run. I have to run.
Yeah.
We look to our left. We look to our right. We see who's running with us and we go next. So I just think, like, everybody who's listening to this, if you're not winning at the level you're capable of, well, then the three of us need to talk to you.
Yeah, just pick up the phone.
That's where it multiplies.
It does. It's a lot of times it's just somebody just telling you're great. And it's hard for us sometimes to have that confidence because it's, we're living in our own silos. But know that the world is wide open for all of us. And it's just your job to go out there and just get a little uncomfortable. Yeah. Push yourself every single day. Do something you've never done before. And it'll blow your mind if you do it for a year. I promise you, a year later, you look back and be like, whoa, I've come a long way. Yeah. And it happens fast.
You know what I read? I don't know how long this is, but I could just talk all day. I read this morning as I was prepping for this event because the fire alarm went off. In the middle of the night at 2 a.m., we were outside for an hour. So I came back inside and I couldn't sleep. So it's like 3:30 and I have to speak today. I have to, I get to, but I like to be rested and prepared.
I can understand.
So instead, I just started reading. I started reading about this study that they did at Harvard because my number one question is this, where you were talking about people questioning if it's meant to be them, if they're really great, could they be the one? P.S. If you're asking yourself that question, it's meant to be you, because those who aren't meant to be don't ask themselves that question. But I was reading because this question that has always hunted me is, are people born with it or can they build it? Mm-hmm. And this study talked about it. And I think, yeah, some people are born with talent. However, you can build whatever you want. Learning has been proved over time, right? So Harvard studied all the, they studied kids at like Juilliard who were like 9-year-old Rachmaninoffs, right? Yes. They studied kids from Harlem who had no opportunity and grew up and did really big things or became pro athletes. They studied everybody across the board. And they said, aptitude is not a reason people win long term. They said unusual talent is not it. So I'm going to tell you this. You don't have to be born with it. What they said was the difference, and this was mind-boggling, I loved reading it, was the only thing that was different in people who really go win big was an unusual level of motivation. And it was people who came in with a little bit more information. Hey, I read up on this before I came into the meeting. So you're going for a new job. You read a little bit about the company and you go into the interview knowing what they want. That makes you the exception. You want to know how to sell. You take all the courses yourself and you do what the company offers you and you become the best of the best.
Yep.
That's literally it. So anyone can be trained how to be motivated. Anyone can win. You can build it. But I just want to challenge you. The only thing you need to win bigger than you ever imagined, at least to the point that you can think right now, like as far as you can think, that's how far you're supposed to go right now.
That's right.
If you can think, that's what you're supposed to be building. And to do that, all you need is an unusual level of motivation. That means you cut off the BS, you cut off TV, you cut off other people's opinions, you cut off the dumb things that could distract you from going as far as you think, and you'll win. And I've seen that true. Over 2,300 millionaires, like all these people that I work with that we now do in companies, this is the missing link. And the problem is people are just so busy doing their jobs. They don't have time to help people learn that motivation and where that comes from and how to do it for themselves. So they need teammates. They need companies that come in and train and do those things, because everybody has to do their job too. So I would just tell you, develop an unusual level of motivation for yourself.
So true. Retrospect, I look at my life and those are the moments that I rocked. I know that same thing for Lou. We go for it. That's it. So I think that she's speaking such truth. And Harvard, way to go with that study. I think that makes so much sense when you really think about it. I've seen plenty of people with tons of talent in automotive that just didn't make it because they didn't have the motivation at all. So it is. And then I've seen people who didn't have the motivation, got the motivation, and then changed their lives. Yeah. So folks, you can do it too. And it's not something that you have to be born with. Just like Danelle said, it's something that you just have to learn how to be. I'll tell you the best way to do it. Get yourself around people who are motivated.
That's it.
When you surround yourself with that, you lift up with them. I'm going to tell you. So look for those people. Don't get around those at the lot. Don't go around and talk to the people who hate everything that's going on in the store, complaining about everything, because then you'll be that.
Run away from them.
Run away. Be that person. If you have to be the
kind, but run.
Run. Just don't be part of that, because it'll change your life. You will become who you surround yourself with. It always happens that way. So find the motivation through others. If you need some help, some one-on-one coaching, reach out to us. If we can't, if we're not the right ones for you, we'll guide you to the right ones. I promise you. It's never been about money for Lou and I or Danelle, but it's always been about helping as many people as possible. The more relationships we build, the money's going to come. It happens. That's the way God works. That's the way life works, right? But it is all a byproduct of doing the right thing and being highly motivated. So stay highly motivated, my friends. Stay highly motivated.
Yes.
Stay
motivated.
And for those of you that are watching this live or you're listening to this on the podcast, we want to make sure that you are inspired to actually dig in to that light that you have. That's custom. Everything that we're hearing from Danelle and all that we're ever trying to make sure everybody recognizes, that every bean matters. There's not one bean that's grinded up and utilized to make the coffee that I don't believe matters to that particular roast that we're creating or that brew that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody recognizing that they have that light is key. You recognizing that you have that light is vital to it shining the way that it's designed to shine. And if you know what good to do and you do it not, the Bible even says to you that sin. If you know what good to do and you don't do it, that is sinful. So recognizing that you have a light, let it shine. Don't put it under a basket. Put it on a lampstand so that everybody can benefit from it. It's crucial. And you are a fire stoker. You are on fire yourself. Goodness, the alarms are going off in the places.
No kidding. That's how hot she is right
now. Cut off the alarms. I'm like, sorry, guys.
She's smoking right now.
Danelle's in the house and she's on fire. But because you're committed to exposing that light. And if somebody recognizes that you're even putting a bit of shade on it, shout out to Liza for saying no.
Yeah.
Keep the light on. Keep shining bright, because many will benefit from it. But that's not just for Danelle. It's not just for Fred. It's not just for Lou. It is for you. If you're listening to this, you are already at least one step closer to wanting to develop yourself to the next level. But create the culture around you. Russ Parr often said, if you can't change the people around you, change the people around you. And that's what you need to do in order to make sure that you start creating the landscape that you want. The world around you is going to be affected by the world within you.
Yeah.
Let it out. Shine bright.
Let it out.
Do your thing. Danelle, we can sit here all day. I know you got some time. You got to spend.
We will
on the
be
stage.
Here all day, just not right here.
You're getting ready to drop some fire out there with all of these car guys and car gals that are here at Drive Centric. What is it that those that are not here for this event need to be sad that they maybe have missed? Because we've been telling everybody to be at DC20. We've been telling y'all you should be here. You're not here now. You just had Glenn speaking. Glenn just walked inside of this room. But we want to know, what is it that you're getting ready to drop for them to hear and to gather up? Look at
the one, the only Glenn Lundy.
Shine tie, the one and only Glenn Lundy.
I love it. That's who was texting. He's like, where are you in here? I was like, I'll be right there. Everybody needs to come.
Yes, you do.
Here's one thing I'll say. You can never manufacture the energy that you get at an event by yourself at home. Even if you're the most motivated person, you cannot create 80 other people sitting with you in a room going, show me how to be better. Because you sit here, you get ideas and you do all those things. So it may not be what I say. It's going to be what I say. But it's also going to be all these people and how they activate it, because it becomes a race. Who's gonna be the best out of this class, right? Who's gonna go implement it? Who's gonna go make it work? Because I guarantee you, the next time they come back to this drive-centric event, okay, the next time they come back, they're gonna see one person who implemented exactly what Glenn said, or what I said, or what you guys said, or all of these incredible speakers that are speaking, and they're gonna have changed everything. And 90 days from now, somebody's gonna be like, I should have hit go.
Yeah.
Because we're giving, like, I'm literally giving the specific way to change everything in 2 minutes or less. So I'm gonna show them how to make sure their mind will never trick themselves again, will never stop themselves again. Wow. They will be able to innovate on repeat, win on repeat. And it's something I can actually only show in person, because you wouldn't believe it if I tried to tell you over the internet.
Folks, so this is why you need to come to these events. I'm telling you, these are those types of events to be at. I can promise you, make it to the next one. There's going to be a lot of great speakers there too, and you will be inspired, and you will find something to take back and apply. And when you apply it,
and we know that you have something to give. Your exposure to the industry matters to us. We want you, so come.
Because you know what the difference between education and conversation is application. So just, that's all you have to do is just come here, get some application, and go out and do it, my friend. So, man, what a great show this was today. I know you got to get moving. We've been in here for almost 40 minutes with her. That's amazing. I didn't even realize it was that long. I just saw
warm up, a talk
before. It was. So we thank you so much, folks. Thank you all for tuning in. And if you have any type of questions, or if you want to reach out to Danelle, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Perfect. So either email Danelle@teamengage.com or just teamengage.com. You can find everything that we're doing to help teams scale quickly. We want to train your team and have some fun. You guys, thank you for what you do in this industry and for being more people that I love here.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Drive cars, buy cars, sell cars.
Amen.
And the longer you do it, the more you love it.
That's so right.
Inside of that, everybody, the deal, dropping F-bombs that don't offend the moms is how we make sure that we operate in a way that we do.
That's
keep
funny.
Growing all the time. And you've done it once before inside of your car. That was the first
time. She was right outside. I think it was your son's basketball game. Yeah.
Had the kids.
That's what I'm like. For is that's basketball trial.
How awesome is that? Awesome. How awesome is that?
It is great that we have you here today in the flesh. It's not too often that we have an actual interviewee right here with us. Usually this is a remote, but it's awesome that now we have the chance to be here with you. So we're going to forgive, focus, and fly together so that we can keep growing. So help us out real quick. Hands on the shoulders, Danelle. Let's forgive, focus, fly on three, everybody. One, two, three.
Forgive. Focus.
Focus.
Fly. And keep growing. Keep growing.
Thank you so much for brewing with us, everybody. We are at DC20 Unlocked, and we need to see you here. I am Luke Ramirez, the Car Guy.
And I'm Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And you've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the one,
the only, Danelle Delgado.
We'll see you later, everybody. We got
peace.